我们请打开使徒行传的第一章。
Can we please turn to Acts chapter 1?
对。我们要读的是第一章的第六节到第八节。
We'll read chapter 1 verse 8 verse 6 through 8.
他们聚集的时候，耶稣说：“主啊，你问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列的国就在这个时候吗
？”Verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?"
耶稣对他们说。父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的。
And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
然后我们翻到第六章。
And then we'll turn to chapter 6.
我们要看的是第八节。
We'll start reading from verse 8.
斯蒂凡满得了能恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people.
当时有称为利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利奈、亚历山大、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人，都起来和斯蒂凡辩论。
Verse 9, Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, Syrians, the Alexandrians, and those from Cilicia and Asia, disputing with Stephen.
Stephen 是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。
And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
我们跳到这个十三节。
We'll jump to verse 13.
设下假见证说，这个人说话不住的糟蹋圣所和律法。
They also set up false witnesses who said, This man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law.
我们曾听见他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地。也要改变摩西所教给我们的规条。
For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs which Moses delivered to us.
我们来看第七章。
We'll look at chapter 7.
大祭司就说，这些事果然有吗
？Then the high priest said, Are these things so?
斯蒂凡说，诸位父兄，请听，当日我们的祖宗。亚伯拉罕在米索不大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And he said, Brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran.
对他说，你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And said to him, Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you.
他就离开加勒底之人的地，往哈兰住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住的之地。
Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran. And from there, when his father was dead, he moved him to this land in which you now dwell.
在这个地方，神并没有给他产业，连立足之地也没有给他，但应许要将这地赐给他和他的后裔为业。那时他还没有儿子。
And God gave him no inheritance in it, not even enough to set his foot on. But even when Abraham had no child, he promised to give it to him for a possession and to his descendants after him.
神说, 他的后裔 必寄居外邦, 那里的人 要叫他们做奴仆, 苦待他们 400年。
But God spoke in this way, that his descendants would dwell in a foreign land, and that they would bring them into bondage and oppress them 400 years.
神又说, 使他们做奴仆的那国, 我要惩罚, 以后他们要出来, 在这个地方,
And the nation to whom they will be in bondage, I will judge, said God, and after that they shall come out and serve me in this place.
神又赐给他割礼的约，于是亚伯拉罕生了以撒，第八日给他行了割礼。
Then he gave him the covenant of circumcision, and so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day.
以撒生雅各，雅各生十二个先祖，先祖嫉妒约瑟，把他卖到埃及去，神却与他同在。
And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs, becoming envious, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him.
救他脱离一切苦处苦难，又使他在埃及王法老面前得恩典，有智慧。 法老就派他做埃及国的宰相，监管全家。
And delivered him out of all his troubles, and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his house.
后来在埃及迦南全地遭饥荒，大受灾艰难，我们的祖宗就绝了粮。
Now a famine and great trouble came over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and our fathers found no sustenance.
雅各听见在埃及有粮，就打发我们的祖宗到初次往那里去。
But when Jacob heard that there was grain in Egypt, he sent out our fathers first.
第二次，约瑟与弟兄相认，他的亲族也被法老知道了。
And the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers, and Joseph's family became known to the Pharaoh.
约瑟就打发弟兄，请父亲雅各全家75个人都来。
Then Joseph sent and called his father Jacob and all his relatives to him, 75 people.
于是雅各下了埃及，后来他和我们。
So Jacob went down to Egypt and he died, he and our fathers.
我想，我们就念到这里。I
think we'll stop reading.
这一段，然后我们现在要跳到这一章的快要结束，第三十，要看的是第五十四节。
We're going to jump to verse 54.
众人听见这话，就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth.
但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。And
said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去。
Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord.
把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。And
they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡呼吁主说， 求主耶稣接受我的灵魂。And
they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了，扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
好，我们圣经暂时读这么多。
We'll conclude our scripture reading for now.
感谢主，让我们这一次能够再聚集，在主的面前。
We thank the Lord for he gathered us before him once again.
我每次想到这个 camp, 我就有一种很美的感觉。
Every time when I think of this camp, I have this beautiful feeling.
原因很简单，因为我是学森林的，这边都是森林。
The reason is simple, because I study forestry, and this is all surrounded by trees.
对，我看到树，我就心情开朗。
And when I see trees, I feel good.
然后再想到弟兄姊妹，那圣经里面曾经说到主耶稣医治一个瞎子，他眼睛打开以后，看的人像树一样。
And then I was reminded of the story in the Bible. Jesus healed a blind and opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the man like trees.
我现在看你们非常清楚，不是树。
I can see you actually right now very clearly. You are you and not trees to me.
我原谅我，因为我前几个礼拜开了白内障，所以今天是变成戴黑眼镜过日子。
Forgive me that I had a recent surgery on cataract, and that's why I had to wear the dark glasses.
不是我要耍性格，我毫无这个意思。
It's not that I want to play it cool. I didn't have that plan.
先说清楚，免得有人误会我。
I want to explain this very clearly so that nobody would misunderstand.
今年整个我在各地交通里面的负担的时候。
This year when I traveled in different places and I share my burden within.
一个很清楚的一个负担就是刚刚我们第一处读的圣经《使徒行传》的第一章。
There's a very clear burden within. It's the one passage that we read earlier, chapter 1 of Acts.
因为我们大家共同的一个感觉是说到主的回来是 imminent, 就是非常的近，非常近。
We all share a common feeling that the Lord's return is imminent, very close at hand.
我们所看见的，不管在任何的地方，你看见的不是破纪录的天灾，就是很可怕的人祸。
What we see everywhere, if it wasn't a very a record-breaking natural disasters or something human disasters.
那么这些东西跟以前来比的话，当然有过之而无不及。
And comparing to the same kind of disasters before, it's actually over and even worse than before.
那么现在我们里面都有一个共同的感觉，那个日子，主耶稣那个日子非常的近。
So we all have and share the same feeling that is the day of the Lord is very near.
因此我们就要问一个问题。
So we ask this question.
一面来说，主要回来是我们基督徒的盼望，也是我们的喜乐。
On the one hand, it is our hope for our Lord to return, and it is our joy.
但是另一方面，我们到底预备好没有？那是另外一个很严重的问题。
On the other hand, are we ready? Are we prepared? That's a very serious question.
因为圣经里面讲到主回来的时候，他总是提到心腹装饰整齐。
Because when the Bible tells about the Lord's return, it always talks about the bride being adorned and ready.
穿了一个白的细麻衣的衣服来等候新郎。
Wearing a white linen clothing to wait for the groom.
所以那个句话在这个启示录里面的时候，他特别讲明给我们听，那件光明洁白的细麻衣是指着圣徒所行的义。
So these words in the Revelations tell us that this white and bright linen is referring to the righteousness of the saints.
所以跟我们的行为是有关系。
It has to do with our righteous acts.
那么，《使徒行传》第一章这个地方是主耶稣升天以前最后的一个交代。
So the Acts chapter 1 is before the Lord's ascension. This is the last words from Jesus, our Lord.
说你们不要离开耶路撒冷，你们要等候父所应许那个圣灵的喜就要降临。
He told them, "Do not depart from Jerusalem, waiting for the baptism of the Holy Spirit from the Father."
然后你们就要得着能力。
And then you receive power.
就要从耶路撒冷，这个犹太全地，撒玛利亚，一直到地极。 做我的见证。
Starting in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth to bear my witness.
这是主最后的交代。
And these are the last words of our Lord.
它是一个非常清晰的一个使命。
It's a very clear mission.
今天你我坐在这里。
Today you and I are sitting here.
是2014年快要结束了。
And this is the end of the year 2014.
我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们能够得救，我们蒙恩。
Brothers and sisters, we are saved and we have been saved by grace.
我相信没有一个人是因为见到天使向你传福音所以得救的。
I believe none of us were saved because we saw the angel and the angels shared the gospel with you. That's why you're saved.
而事实上，我们每一个人蒙恩都是因为有一个人向你传了福音的。
But each one of us was saved because someone has shared the gospel with you.
所以你就知道，这一个为耶稣做见证，把主的心、把主的工作、把神的旨意来传达，是神借着他的门徒们来完成的。
So in order to share this gospel, this mission, what the Lord wants in His heart is done through His disciples and apostles.
而耶稣知道这件事情不是人自己本身有本事完成。
And the Lord Jesus also knows that this is not something that man can do relying on their own strength.
如果是人可以完成的，耶稣放心心就升天。不用告诉他们说你们要在耶路撒冷等。
If men can accomplish this all by themselves, the Lord wouldn't tell them to stay in Jerusalem and wait.
他知道我们不可能办到这件事情。
He knew we could not have achieved this.
所以他需要请这些门徒们等候在耶路撒冷。
So he asked the disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
父所应许的这个圣灵的洗要浇灌凡有血气的。
Was promised by the Father, this baptism of the Holy Spirit will pour down on the disciples.
那当然，这件事情过了十天就应验了。
Of course, this fulfilled 10 days later.
在五旬节的那一天，圣灵果然降临了。
So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit actually came.
从那一天起
，from that day on，
这些门徒就开始照着耶稣的话，从耶路撒冷把这个福音向那个城来传讲。
So the disciples, according to the word of the Lord, they shared the gospel starting from Jerusalem.
七年以后，他们受到逼迫。
Seven years later, they were persecuted.
这个福音就从耶路撒冷开始往外走。
The gospel would start from Jerusalem and spread outwards.
达到犹太全地，达到撒玛利亚。
It reached all Judea and Samaria.
然后就到了外邦。
And then it went to Gentile land.
第一世纪的圣徒们
The saints in the first century
就在圣灵的带领底下，这个福音就传遍了当时的世界。
Under the help of the Holy Spirit, this gospel was spread through the world at that time.
这个工作不但贯穿了这一个空间，
This work not only it goes through this space.
这个使命也从第一个世纪一直传到今天21世纪仍然在进行中。
And this commission also passed on from the first century to now, the 21st century is still continuing.
我们实在感谢主，他的门徒们在不同的时代，有人忠心的来执行这个王的命令。
We truly thank the Lord because in each time and generation, there are disciples with faithfully carrying out this commission.
但是我们知道人有一个难题。
But we know men, as men, we have this problem.
这个难题就是说，当你把这个信息往外传的时候。
This problem is when we are trying to share and spread this gospel.
尤其从第一代传到第二代，传到第三代，一代一代传下去的时候。
Especially when we are passing down from first generation to the second and after that each generation.
你就发现有一个难题就是，这个原来要你传的这个信息，经过这个时间，经过不同的人，那这个信息就逐渐逐渐会走样的。
You realize that this message after through different people and different space and spread out this message was slowly changes shape.
这个是没有办法避免的事情。
This is something unavoidable.
所以我想今天我们来到了二十一世纪。
I think today we come to the 21st century.
到底我们今天所谓为耶稣做的见证，跟第一代的人他们为耶稣所做的见证是吻合的吗？
the testimony that we bear today, is it exactly the same as the one that they testify in the first century?
有没有走样了?
Has there been any change?
阁下感觉如何?
How do you feel?
你不比较, 你永远不知道。
If you never compared, you would never find out.
对不对? 你怎么知道你买的这个东西是真货呢?
How would you know your purchase is you got the real thing?
你手上拿了这个百元大钞, 你怎么知道是真的还是假的呢?
The $100 bill on your hand, how do you know whether it's a real one or a fake one?
你只有一个办法, 就是找到原样, 然后把这个跟原来的那个比一比, 你就知道了。
You only have one way to find out. You have to find the real thing to compare with the one that you have.
所以我想今天我们在这个地上, 我们每一个蒙恩的神的儿女, 我们都在问一个问题, 就是我怎么样来为主做见证?
I think today, as children of God that we're living on earth, we ask this one question. Today, how do we bear this testimony of the Lord?
那我觉得, 今天在这样叫做百花齐放的时代,
I feel that this is the time when there are all kinds of schools of thoughts that are expressed in different areas in this time.
百家争鸣的时代中,
there are so many different opinions and ideas.
那我们就会发现, 真是每一个, 传道人, 每一个礼拜堂, 每一个教派, 都有自己的说法。
That each preacher, each church, each denomination, they all have their own thinking.
那么我们如果去听这些东西, 摸这些东西的时候, 你就会常常觉得, 哎呀, 到底哪一个是对的?
When we listen to them, when we touch these things, we would often ask, which one is the right one, correct one?
所以在这样的一个混淆的光景之中, 我觉得我们必须回到起初去。
In such a state of confusion, I feel that we need to go back to the origin.
因此我就觉得我们需要回到第一代的人, 在他们的身上, 他们是怎么为耶稣做见证的?
So I feel I need to go back to the first generation and learn from them. How did they bear testimony for the Lord?
这样我们从他们的身上能够看见在第一代的圣徒他们为耶稣做见证那个是应该是最准确的原版。
And so from the first generation of the Christians, how they testify for the Lord, and that should be the original version.
所以我就 在这一段时间里头，我就用《使徒行传》跟另外一个特别讲到啊主耶稣的见证，那是在《启示录》这两本书。
And so this period recently, I've been using the Book of Acts and the other book, the Book of Revelation.
都提到同一个题目，就是耶稣的见证。
And they share the same theme, that is the testimony of Jesus.
我们来看。 圣灵借着这些使徒们，还有其他也有的不是没有这个使徒的这个头衔的。
And so through these apostles and others who did not carry the title apostle, the Holy Spirit, how he worked through them.
像今天我们刚刚读的第七章，这个见证人他就不是使徒，他只是一个执事，是耶路撒冷教会七个执事中间一个。
And so the one we just read, he was not an apostle, but he was one of the seven deacons in Jerusalem.
所以主可以用不同的弟兄来做他的器皿, 不管你是使徒也好, 你是执事也好, 甚至就是一个, 没有任何头衔的, 神一样可以用我们, 当我们愿意, 摆在他的手中, 成为他的工具, 他的器皿。
So the Lord can use various people, whether it's an apostle or a deacon or someone else who doesn't carry any title, any brother or sister, and the Lord can use them as a vessel in his hand to do his work.
所以我很鼓励弟兄姊妹, 你如果有这样的负担, 你能够好好的从这两本书里面去看, 神怎么样用这些器皿来为他 做见证，达到主自己的要求。你们是我的见证，这个内容是什么？
So I want to encourage brothers to read in these two books and find out how the Lord's testimony was being witnessed and to reach what the Lord wants.
我想这是对我们每一个基督徒都非常非常重要。
I believe this is very important for each one of us Christians.
那么这一次来到这个冬令会里头，我里头觉得两堂的信息当然不可能把我心里面在要讲的那个全部的内容来讲出来，这是办不到的事。
And so I feel that I come to this winter conference for 2 days. Of course, it's impossible to share all that I have in my heart. The whole content will be impossible.
那我就选了一章圣经。
So I selected one chapter in the Bible.
把它一切为二，作为这次跟弟兄姊妹交通的那个内容。
I divide it into two parts, and this will be the content that I will be sharing with brothers and sisters this time.
我为什么选这章圣经
？Why did I choose this chapter?
因为这章圣经，当然一方面来说，非常触动我里面的一个很深的感觉。
Because this chapter, on the one hand, it really touched the feeling in my heart.
而且，这个人斯蒂芬。
And this person, Stephen.
我刚刚说了，他是七个执事中间的一位。
I mentioned he's one of the seven deacons.
这个七个执事当初被选出来是为着一个特别的服事。
These seven deacons were selected at the beginning for one special work job.
因为当时耶路撒冷的教会，神把得救的人数天天加给他们，到了一个非常大的可以说用今天的术语叫 mega church。
And because at that time in Jerusalem, God has added in numbers to the church, and it has reached a great number. We would call them mega church today.
所以他们就有吃饭的问题啊。
So they have a problem with serving the meals.
那么因着这个事情，用有会讲希利尼话的。与不会讲希利尼话的就有了冲突了。
And because of this matter, there was a conflict between the Greek-speaking people and the non-Greek-speaking people.
那么所以呢，这个使徒们就说，我们另外安排七个弟兄，他们都是被圣灵充满的人，让他们来管这个事，我们就专心祈祷传道为事。
So the apostles decided to find these brothers that they would be in charge in dealing with these matters, then we can be focused upon praying and messages.
对，所以这个教会的侍奉就因着这个开始，就分成两个不同的范畴，一个是祈祷传道，一个是侍奉这个叫做 ministry of the table， 应该是说就是管理饭食的事情。
And so the church now is divided into two divisions. One is focused upon praying and the messages, and the other would be the ministry of the table.
两个都非常重要。
And two are both important.
都需要圣灵充满。
And they need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
不然没有办法能够让人人都满意。
Otherwise, you cannot please everyone.
所以这是当时我们在《使徒行传》看到的光景。
This is the condition that we see from the Book of Acts.
那这个斯蒂凡弟兄不但他管理饭食管得好。
And so this brother Stephen, not only he did a good job in serving the meals.
而且我们从第六章我们读的时候，你就发现圣经告诉我们，他满得恩惠能力，而且行了大奇事和神迹。
And if we read chapter 6, you'll see this brother Stephen, he's not only serving good meals, he's full of faith and power and did great wonders and signs.
许多从外地来的人去找他辩论。
A lot of people from the outside, out of town, they come and debate with him.
没有一个人能够辩论得过他。
No one could win a debate with him.
因为圣灵给他聪明智慧。
Because the Holy Spirit has given him wisdom.
那么到一个地步，那些人非常的讨厌他，因为他讲的话太真了，也太触动他们的良心了。
And to the point that the people actually hated him because he was speaking words of truth and so straightforward that their conscience have been touched.
对，所以他们忍受不了这个现实，就造了假证据，造了假的证人 来控告他到大祭司的面前。
So they couldn't take the truth, and so they actually make up a false witnesses and false evidence to charge him.
然后说他糟蹋圣殿，说他毁谤律法，等等等等，很多罪名套在他的头上。
And they charge him with saying that he said blasphemous words, and he was attacking against the holy place, and they were giving him these charges, false charges.
当然这些都站立不住的。
Of course, these cannot stand.
啊，不管怎么样，第七章就是记载他被带到公会。
And so, no matter what, in chapter 7, it records how he was brought before the Sanhedrin.
他接受大祭司的审问。
And he was questioned by the high priest.
所以第一节，第七章第一节，他说的，大祭司就是说，果然有这些事吗？
So in chapter 7, verse 1, so the high priest said, are these things so?
所以从第二节开始，就是他的答辩。
So starting from verse 2, that would be his answer.
那我想这整章的圣经就是他站在大祭司面前为耶稣做见证。
So the whole of chapter 2 would be how Stephen stood before the high priest and how he testified for the Lord Jesus.
你也刚刚看到了他这篇见证说完之后有什么后果。
You also saw after his testimony what are the consequences.
你看到一面来说
you see, on the one hand,
这些听他这篇见证的人气愤填胸咬牙切齿
those who listened to him and to his message they were angry and they were cut to the heart and gnashed at him
拿起石头砸他把他要打死
they would pick up stones and want to stone him to death
所以你就知道这个斯蒂凡做见证他的后果是很可怕的。
And you know the result of his Stephen's testimony is very terrible.
可是圣经又同时记载，在天上也发生事情。
But the Bible also recorded that in heaven there's something happened.
斯蒂凡说：“我看见天开了。
”And Stephen said, "I saw the heaven opened."
我看见耶稣站在父神宝座的右边。
I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father.
那我翻遍整个的圣经，我没有看过任何传道人讲完道以后，耶稣站起来的。
I have looked through all the Bible, the whole Bible, and there's no other preacher after they preach that the Jesus would stand up.
我们在圣经里面可以找到很多的先知们，他们为神做见证被打死，这个都有的。
And we can find many examples in the Bible how the prophets, after they testified, they would be stoned to death. That happened a lot.
但是只有在这里，你看到这个人他为耶稣做完见证，耶稣在宝座上站起来。
But you see, this person after he witnessed for Jesus, he finished and Jesus stood up from his throne.
所以这个行动是非常特别的。
And this action is very unique.
换而言之
，In other words,
在天上
，In heaven.
主耶稣说：“你讲的对。”
The Lord Jesus said, "You are right."
你讲的就是我要讲的。
What you said is exactly what I want to say.
所以耶稣从他的宝座站起来了。
That's why Jesus stood up from his throne.
人拒绝他的见证。
When men rejected his testimony.
人要用石头把他打死。
When men want to stone him to death.
但是这个信息在天上却说了阿门。
But this message gained amen.
这个信息。在耶稣的耳中，这是完全表达了他要讲的东西。
This message in the ears of Jesus, it completely expressed the message that he wanted to preach.
所以我觉得第七章是一篇非常重要的信息。
So I feel that chapter 7 contains a very important message.
到底这个斯蒂凡这个执事，他讲了什么，让天与地有180度相反的反应。
So what exactly did Stephen say that in his message had created such a conflict and contrasting reaction in heaven on our earth? 180 degrees difference.
我们传道人常常也讲道啊。
And we as preachers, we often preach.
但是我们常常发现我们讲道安息的人特别多。
But we find out a lot of times when we preach, a lot of people rest.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
气愤填胸的人很少。我只有碰过一次，我讲完道，有人要上台把我打一顿。
Very rarely people would get mad at us. Only one time, one time after I finished preaching, one person wanted to beat me up.
哦， 其他我倒没有看到有人要拿石头打我，没有。
And I haven't encountered anybody who wanted to stone me to death.
那更没有看到耶稣在天上站起来，我也没看过。
And I've never seen Jesus stood up in heaven either.
所以，我们把我们服侍的经验跟这位斯蒂凡他服侍的经验来对比的时候，你就发现我们的经验跟他的经验好像差很远。
And so when we compare our own experience with the experience of Stephen, it seems that they are quite a distance away.
所以你就要注意来看这篇讲章到底触动了什么。
So we need to pay attention to this sermon and this message and what exactly did it touch?
让有这么大的反差。
So that it creates such a contrast.
所以我想你们是我的见证这件事情。
And so in the matter of you being my testimony,
是非常严肃的。
It's a very solemn matter.
你如果真的为耶稣做见证，
if you truly testify for Jesus,
你要看见天有反应，地也有行动。
You will see heaven, there is a reaction, and there will be action on earth as well.
那么我在默想这段斯蒂凡的见证的时候，
as I was meditating upon the message of Stephen,
你会发现他整整讲了一段2000年的历史。
You find that he has speak out a history of 2,000 years.
他从什么人开始讲？从他们大家的祖宗亚伯拉罕开始。
Where did he start? He started with their common ancestor Abraham.
他这篇的见证结束在耶稣基督。
And the end of his message end with Jesus.
所以他这篇讲章是从亚伯拉罕一直讲到耶稣。
So in his message, he started from Abraham until, and it will went, go through to Jesus.
刚刚好是2000年，对吧？
So it will span 2,000 years.
而在这个2000年漫长的历史里头，
So in these 2,000 long years,
他并不是如数家珍的一个一个把它讲下来，在像旧约圣经讲了很多很多的不同的人物，不是的。
He did not go through every character in the Old Testament or one by one in them.
他在这个2000年的历史里面，他只是挑了几个人来讲。
So during these 2,000 years of history, he only selected a few to talk about.
第一，讲了亚伯拉罕。
First, he talked about Abraham.
第二，讲了约瑟。
Second, he talked about Joseph.
第三，就讲到摩西。
Third, he talked about Moses.
第四，他就讲到大卫跟他的儿子所罗门两个合在一起讲的。
Fourth, he talked about David and his son Solomon, and he talked two of them up at the same time.
然后最后讲到耶稣。
And finally, he talked about Jesus.
所以在2000年的历史里头，他就点了这五个重点。
So in these 2,000 years of history, he pointed out these five main points.
这是整个这篇信息的那个内容。
And this will be the content and substance of the whole message.
所以今天下午呢，我就讲前面两个，明天主若许可，我们再讲后面三个。
So this afternoon I'll share with you to talk about two of these characters, and tomorrow, if the Lord will, is willing, we'll talk about the other three.
我们要看圣灵感动这位执事，他在这一段同样他的听众都是犹太人呢。
And so we see how the Holy Spirit has touched this deacon. His audience is all Jews.
也就是他讲的历史是这个听众大家都知道的历史。
So this history that he's talking about is something that they all know. The audience knows.
但是同样的历史，同样的人物，在不同的角度来看的时候，你得到的是不同的结论。
But even with the same history and the same characters, when you're looking from different angles and from different people, you will come to different conclusions.
用个很简单的话，国民党解释中国的历史，近代史，跟共产党解释同样的近代史，是两个完全180度不同的版本，对吗？
In very simple words, if you, the KMT, the nationalists, when they explain the recent modern history and the version of history that's told by the communists, they would be quite different, and 180 degrees difference.
同样一件事情，台湾国民党是叫做沦陷。
And so the same event, in Taiwan, they would call it the fall of China.
但是共产党这叫解放。
And, but to the communists, they would call it the liberation.
同样一件历史的事实，你从两个不同的眼光来讲的时候，你可以得到完全不一样的解释，完全不一样的结论。
And so the same historical event from two different angles, you will have two different explanations and two different conclusions.
那斯蒂凡要为耶稣做见证。
And so Stephen would testify for Jesus.
换而言之，
In other words,
他讲到这两千年我们犹太人的历史的时候，
When he talked about these 2,000 years of history for the Jews,
什么叫做为耶稣做见证？
What does it mean to testify for Jesus?
有一种眼光是从地的眼光来看的，整个的历史是平的。
From one angle, it's from the earth's angle, and it is flat, on the same level.
另外一个眼光是从天的角度来解释。
There will be another angle that is from heaven. You will look from that angle.
所以我们来读这段圣经的时候，你不要只是说哦，他提到这些故事啊，我以前在主日学都听过的。
And so when we read these passages, you shouldn't say that. Oh, I knew these stories. I heard it in Sunday school.
我对这个历史也知道的。
I'm familiar with the stories.
但是斯蒂凡他讲这些事情的时候，
But when Stephen, when he talked about these things,
他不是为讲历史而讲历史，
He wasn't talking about history for history's sake.
他要从这两千年历史的脚踪里面看见耶稣的踪迹在哪里。
He will see the footprints of Jesus from the history of 2,000 years.
这一篇讲到之所以让天有一个反应，地有完全180度的另一个反应，就是因为他们这篇见证摸到了那个神髓，那个真正的问题所在。
And so the reason this message get a reaction from heaven and a totally opposing reaction on earth, that is because his testimony has grabbed onto the focal point, to the crux of the matter.
真相。
The truth.
对于一些人来讲是得安慰得自由的。
For some, that will be comforting and liberating.
但是对另外一些人来讲是太可怕，不敢，没有办法面对的。
But for others, that it will be so frightening to them, and they'll be too frightened to face up to.
好，如果你先有这样的一个宏观的了解。
So if we have an overall understanding,
那我们就进到这五个人物，我们今天下午我们先一个一个来看。
So we'll start with these five characters, and this afternoon we'll look at two of them.
他开始在他们的老祖宗亚伯拉罕。
They started with their ancestor Abraham.
那你会发现在这段话的里面，他所讲的这段历史是补充了创世纪里面那个十一章十二节样的历史。
And so you will realize from these words that it supplemented the part of history in Genesis chapter 11 and chapter 12.
你注意。
If you pay attention.
神跟亚伯拉罕是怎么开始的？
How did God start with Abraham?
那我们刚刚读的。
We just read that.
他说荣耀在
Verse 2.
第二节他说，荣耀的诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
Verse 2, brethren and fathers, listen, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran.
你要离开本地和亲族往我所要指示你的地方去。
He said, get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you.
他就离开加勒底人之地住在哈兰。
Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans and dwelt in Haran.
那如果你到创世纪第十一章十二章去看的时候，
But if you go to Genesis chapter 11 and 12 and read there,
你就会发现这一段刚刚我们读的话跟创世纪的是互相补充的。
And you realize the passage we read would supplement and complement with the words in chapter 11 and 12.
你在十一章创世纪里面你看见一段记载。
You see in chapter 11 of Genesis, you see this recording.
那边讲到他的亚伯兰的父亲。
It talked about Abraham's father.
你从31节。
Starting from verse 31.
他说他拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他的妹子哈兰的对不起我这看花了眼了和他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德并他的儿父亚伯兰的妻子萨拉出了加勒底的乌尔要往迦南地区他们走到哈兰就住在那里
Genesis 11:31 And Terah took his son Abram and his grandson Lot the son of Haran and his daughter-in-law Sarai and his son Abram's wife and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan and they came to Haran and dwelt there
所以这一段十一章所讲的是他拉这个爸爸带着儿子带着他的媳妇然后还带了一个侄儿就是罗德一共四个人离开加勒底的乌尔
So in chapter 11 it says Terah brought his son Abram and his daughter-in-law and then his grandson Lot four of them they left a Chaldean and went from Ur
这里没有说为什么会发生这件事
Here, it did not explain why this happened.
然后到了十二章，你又发现了。
And then you come to chapter 12, you find out.
就是他拉死了以后。
After Terah died.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地，本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。
I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福给你；那咒诅你的，我要咒诅他。那地上的万族都要因你得福。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。罗德也和他同去亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him and Lot went with him and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran
所以你把这两段圣经放在一起你就可以看到一个完整的图画
If you put these two passages together then you will see a more complete picture
神向亚伯兰显现两次
God appeared to Abram twice.
第一次是在乌尔，那记载就是刚刚我们念的第七章，是斯蒂凡告诉我们的。
The first time it was recorded that God appeared to Abram in Ur, that is recorded in Acts in chapter 7, Stephen told us.
那一次是一个非常神秘的经验。
And that was a very mystical experience.
对吧？荣耀的神向他显现，讲了一句非常简单的话。
The God of glory appeared to him and said some very simple words.
你要离开本地和亲族往我所要指示你的地方去就这一句话。
Get out of your country and from your relatives and come to a land that I will show you just these words.
请问我们中间每一个人如果你有跟亚伯拉罕相同的经历
Let me ask you here if you have the same experience as Abraham.
走不走
Would you go?
走的人举手。
If you would go, please raise your hands.
还不错，起码有两个人愿意走。
Pretty good. At least two of you are willing to go.
你们中间有两个亚伯拉罕的材料。
And there are two Abraham material here among you.
大部分人不会走的。
Majority would not go.
你起码问一个问题吧。
At least you would ask a question.
什么问题啊
？What's the question?
去哪儿
？Where would I go?
那他说去美国，那可以考虑一下。
And if you say going to the United States, I will consider it.
对吧
？Wouldn't that be right?
你说去非洲，那你说没兴趣。
If the answer was to Africa, you say, "Oh, I'm not interested."
这是叫做正常人的反应。
This is the reaction of a normal person.
可是你会发现，你 来看亚伯兰的时候
，But you find out if you look at Abraham，
神每次跟他讲话都是讲很奇妙的话语。
Every time God speaks to him, these are very wonderful words。
而亚伯兰的反应每一次都是超过常人一般人的反应。
And yet the reaction of Abraham is some reaction that is beyond a normal person's reaction。
那么那一天。荣耀的神向他发出这个简单的一个命令。
So that day, the God of glory has given him very a simple command.
离开这个本地。
Depart from this land.
那就是这个乌尔，对吧
？And that's Ur.
然后离开你的亲族。
And leave your kindred.
就是所有你的亲戚们。
And that's your relatives.
往我所要指示你的地方去。
Go where I will show you.
那对这个年轻的亚伯兰来说，他。从来没有碰过这样的事。
For this young Abraham, he's never encountered such a matter.
所以他就把这个稀奇的经验就跟谁讲呢
？So he would share this amazing experience with whom?
那显然他就跟他老爸说了。
Obviously, he shared it with his father.
那因为我相信这个父子之间的这个平常的交通一定是很好的。
I believe the relationship and the communication between this father and son must be good.
哦、所以这个儿子愿意把他的神奇的经验就跟父亲说了。
And so this son is willing to share this wonderful experience with his father.
稀奇是在这里，有其父，有其子必有其父。
And this is what's amazing. There's such a son and there's such a father.
圣经就没有解释了。总而言之，我们知道，告诉我们一个事实。
The Bible didn't explain this, but it tells us this fact.
四个人出发。
Four people left.
他拉父亲
Terah the father
亚伯拉罕
Abram
儿子
his son the son
带着他的妻子
with his wife
再加上一个侄儿
and a nephew
所以这就是整个希伯来的历史
and so this is the whole beginning of the history of Hebrews
这四个人就离开了这个他们的家乡了就是这个乌尔
so four of them left their home country the homeland that is Ur
以当时的乌尔的 status 来看的话，好像今天的贵旧金山差不多吧。
And so the status of this place called Ur is about comparable to today's San Francisco.
是当时的大城。
It's a big city at that time.
各样的文明都是非常先进的地方。
It's very advanced in culture and everything.
商业也是非常的富裕的地方。
And it's financially doing well.
对。那么也是一个侍奉偶像的地方。
It's also a place who would worship idols.
啊，那么现在他们把这一切在那里建立的这个事业全部放下了。
Now they've given up all the business that they've built up there.
然后他们就四个人离开了这个家乡，往哪里去呢？也都不知道。
So the four of them left their hometown and they were going, but they didn't know where they were going.
那他们就沿着这一个。那边有两条大河。
So there were two great rivers.
一个是幼发拉底河，一个是底格里斯河。
One is the Euphrates, the other is the Tigris.
那这两条交界就在这个附近。
And the where these two rivers meet is where they were around.
所以这四个人就沿着这个大河往北走。
So the four of them follow this great river and go north.
那父亲走到这个哈兰这个地方就说：“哎，这个地方很好啊。”
And so this father and they arrived to Haran and they said this is a good place.
他们就定下来了。
So they settled there.
啊，就重新炉灶，重新开始。
And they started and established themselves there.
啊，神也没说话。
And God didn't speak.
对吧？他们在这里就定居，就又有了很多的牛羊，牲畜。
Right, they settled here and then they started to build up their livelihood and they have their cattle and their oxen and livestock.
神就等。
And God waited.
那我们的神好像很有耐心啊。
Our God is very patient.
我们现在读圣经，我们知道神的心不在哈兰，神的心是在另外一个叫做应许之地，要给他做产业的地方。
So we read the Bible, we know that God's heart is not in this place, then God has this place called Canaan, and the land of promised land is another place.
但是这个时候，因为是父亲当家嘛。
But at this time, because the father is the one in charge,
儿子听爸爸的话,
so the son is obedient to his father.
所以在这个时候, 神就不说话,
so at this time, God would not speak.
一直等,
he waited.
等到他拉离开世界,
he waited until Terah left the world.
然后才有12章,
and then we come to chapter 12.
对不对? 第12章就是神说话了,
and in chapter 12, God spoke.
是第二次说话,
that's the second time
他就告诉他,
God spoke.
你要离开本地,
and God said, leave your country.
你要离开你的本族,
leave your family.
还要离开,
furthermore, you need to leave 这一次讲, your father's house.
这一次讲话就比第一次更仔细了,
and this time, God spoke in more detail.
而且带到一个大的祝福在后面,
and with the great blessings to follow.
他说, 你要成为别人的祝福,
you'll be a blessing for others.
咒住你的, 我要咒住他, 祝福你的, 我要祝福他。
He who curses you, that God will curse him, and who you bless, that God will bless him.
所以亚伯兰这个时候他才开始又把哈兰所有的一切放下,三个人往前走。
So again, Abram was able to give up all he had in Haran, and then he went forward.
这是亚伯拉罕的那段历史。
So this is the history of Abraham.
当然在创世纪讲了很多亚伯拉罕的细节的故事。
Of course, in Genesis, there are many other stories and details about Abraham.
但是，当斯蒂凡来叙述这段漫长的历史，
but when Stephen was telling this long history,
你要来看他要表达什么？
You want to see what he wants to express.
你在这里，那当然你要看整章。 来把它串起来,
so of course you need to look at the whole chapter so that you can link them together, otherwise you will be missing the point.
你要看到一件事情, 神跟人打交道,
you need to see one thing, when God is in contact with men,
这是一个新的开始,
this is a new beginning.
以前, 在亚伯拉罕之前, 神给人打交道, 没有像跟亚伯拉罕打交道那么仔细, 那么系统化。
Before the time of Abraham, when God was in communication with men, it was not in such detail, in not so systematic.
这是一个非常新的起头。
This is a new beginning.
那么你就可以看到, 在一个偶像之地, 乌尔,
so you see in this land of idols, Ur,
有千万的人在那里,
there are thousands of people there.
但是神就拣选这一个人,
but God has chosen one person.
对吧? 就对他说, 你要离开本地, 亲族, 往我所要指示你地方去。
And he told him to leave your country and your family and go where I will show you.
然后你看到人的反应,
and you see the reaction of man.
神讲的话, 人有反应, 感谢主。
When God speaks, and there is a reaction of, from men, 但是, thank the Lord.
但是这个反应跟神所要求的是不是100%吻合?
But this reaction, does it match 100% with God's requirement?
你显然看出来不是100%吻合的。
Well, you can see clearly it's not 100% match.
神真正的呼召是叫亚伯兰跟他的妻子，你们要离开本地。 亲族往我所指示的地方去, 这是神原话。
And God's calling was for Abraham and his wife to leave their land and their country, to go to where God will show them. That's God's original words.
但是当人去反应去执行神的话语的时候,
but when men reacted and execute the words of God,
你就会发现他的执行做了没有, 做了,但是完成, 有没有100%的 执行的, 有参照。
And you saw that he executed God's command, but it wasn't 100% according to what God wanted.
神叫了两个人出来, 结果出来四个人。
God called out for two people to come out and ended up with four who left.
对吧? 所以你就知道, 这个人对神的话语的领悟, 常常是有掺杂的。
And you see, when men's understanding of God's words oftentimes is mixed in with other things.
我们从客观来分析的话, 也不能够过分的苛责他们, 对吧?
Objectively speaking, we should not be too harsh on them.
因为你要去一个你从来不知道的地方。
Yet now you're leaving for a place where you didn't know before.
你如果只是带着你的妻子两个人就往前走的话，心里面总是哈斯斯。
And if you only brought your wife to go to such a place, then you will feel uneasy.
啊，有一个长辈父亲，有一个这个年轻人罗德一起陪着走，壮胆呢。
If you have someone from the older generation and a young man to go with you, it will give you more strength and to go forward.
一个是老人，年长的代表经验。
The older generation represented the experience.
年轻人代表膀臂，能够帮忙 carry the bag， 对不对？
The young man would carry with him a strength.
所以在人来讲，我们找到一堆的帮手，帮我们。走这条路。
In men's words, we found helpers to go with us on this way.
所以从人性的角度来分析，你觉得这也还合情合人情。
And you think this is actually quite matching with human nature.
但是这条路走下去，因为这是一个漫长的路。
But this is a way that goes on for a long time, and to go keep going on it.
你就会发现。当这条路往前走的时候
you will find out if you're going forth on this way.
随着时间的演变
and through the time,
你就看见了一个很清楚的图画
you will see a clear picture.
第一
first,
他们停在哈兰
first they start at Haran.
哈兰这个字你如果去找字典他告诉你这个字的意思就是半途
and if you look up the meaning of this word Haran, it means halfway.
意思就是说这个离目标目的地还远了还你走了一半而已、啊、
That means that you are still far from your destination. You've only walked halfway.
为什么有哈兰
Why is there Haran this place?
很简单因为爸爸说这里很好
Because the father said this is a good place.
爸爸用他的经验用他的人生的判断他觉得这个地方可以了我们就在这里留下来
The father was using his life experience and his judgment to say, this is a good place, we'll stop here.
但是这个人的意见从人性来看可能是合情合理的。
And so from the human nature's point of view, this is very reasonable.
但是从神的角度来看这个完全跟神呼召的原意是背道而驰的。
But from God's point of view, from God's original plan, this is a completely opposite from his direction.
但显然在这个四个人中间是老爸当家，他拉说了算。
But obviously among the four, this father was the one in charge, so whatever he said would be done.
所以神也不说话了。
So God did not speak anymore.
对吗？因为神对亚伯拉罕说了话。那么其他两个人神并没有对他们说话
Because God spoke to Abraham God did not speak to the other two people
虽然这四个人都是同行的都是一起作伴而行的人
Even though the four of them are walking together as companions
彼此之间也是非常亲密的
And they are very close to each other in relationship
但是在神的眼中有两个人跟我有关系有两个人跟我没有关系的
In God's eyes, two of them have something to do with me, the other two has nothing to do with me.
因为这是两种不同的人生哲学
Because these two carry two different kinds of life philosophy.
以蒙召的人来说
As a person who has been called.
那这些人是有意向的
And these people have visions.
有很清楚的呼召的
They have a clear calling.
另外两个人
The other two people,
他们也走上这条路了
They also walked on this way
但是他们走路是凭眼见
But as they were walking they are going by their eyesight
不是凭信心
Not by faith
看出来了没有
Can you see?
都是一起走路
They are all walking together
但是这四个人很自然就分成两类
But these four people very naturally are divided into two kinds.
那么这两类，一个是有呼召，一个是没有呼召。
So these two kinds, one is with calling, the other without.
但是他们却好像看起来是相依为命啊。
But yet it seems that these are dependent on each other.
但是走走走走走走下去，有一天 那一个父亲就说这里就够了 就很好了。
But as they walk on, there's one day the father would say, this is the good place, let's stop here.
人的意见代替了神的意见。
Men's opinion replaced God's opinion.
所以他们就留在哈兰好长一段时间。
So they stayed in Haran for a long period.
神就等。
God waited.
等到这个老人死了。
God waited until the old man died.
他们神第二次再呼召他。
For the second time, God called him again.
对不对？那么他们又三人行。
So there are three of them would walk together.
三人行，行不行？
Is it okay for the three of them to walk together?
不行也行。
Even if it's not okay, they are walking.
三人行就行到一个程度。
So the three of them will walk to such a point.
有神的祝福吗？有。
Do they have the blessing of God? Yes, they do.
他们的牛羊越来越多。
Their livestock increased.
对吧？他们的财富一直在增加。
They accumulated wealth.
到一个地步，两方的这个牛羊要争这个草吃的时候，他们的牧人就吵起来了。
And to such a point that their livestock and animals were fighting for land to graze, and their shepherds had our conflicts and arguments.
所以这个两边的牧人吵架的声音传到亚伯兰的耳朵里头。
So the conflicts of the shepherds reached the voices of them reached Abraham.
那亚伯兰就把侄儿叫来。
So Abraham asked his nephew to come.
如果是中国人，那事情很好办。
And if it was for the Chinese, it's easy to resolve.
我是长辈。
I'm the older generation.
你是晚辈。
You are the younger generation.
我先选。
I would choose first.
你靠边站。
You just stand aside.
但是那天亚伯兰说的话跟我们完全不一样。你先选。
But that day, Abraham said something that's completely different. He asked the nephew to choose first.
你选完剩下来的是我的。
And after you have chosen, whatever's left will be mine.
那这个罗德也叫做老实不客气咯。
And so this Lot was not being
humble. 对，叫做先下手为强了。
And he would take the action first.
所以他就看了。
And so he looked.
圣经就描述他看见的是什么呢？
So the Bible described what he saw.
大平原。
The great plain.
像伊甸园一样。
Just like the Garden of Eden.
美啊。
Beautiful.
那这块就是我的了。
Okay, this piece is mine.
那如果你是亚伯拉罕，你在那，你要怎么反应？
And so if you were Abraham, how would you react?
你一定说，你这个家伙真是一点都不谦卑啊。
And probably you would say that you are not humble at all.
但是亚伯兰没有这样跟他斤斤计较。
But Abraham did not fight with him. That did not mind at all.
你要都是你的。
He just gave him what he wanted.
从表面看，谁占上风，谁占便宜。
So on the externally, who seemed to have won or taken advantage?
当然是罗德了。
Of course, it's Lot.
从人的角度，这是毫无疑问的事情。
From man's point of view, this is no doubt about it.
那这个年长的亚伯兰，这个时候他得到的就是那个所谓不毛之地了。
And so the elderly Abraham, what he received was the land that was in waste or not productive.
起码比不上伊甸园那么美的地方。
At least it would not be comparable to the Garden of Eden.
但是为什么亚伯兰的反应跟罗德的反应是天差地远呢？
Why is it the reaction of Abraham, the reaction of Lot are so different in contrast?
如果他们都是从地的眼光来看事情，同样一件事。
If they were both looking at the same thing with the point of view of the earth,
那大家都是以利益为主导。
And then they would be looking at it from a benefits point of view.
对吧？这个不拿白不拿。
If you didn't take it, you will lose out.
所以这个世界就是你争我夺的一个世界，大家都是朝着利益去抓。
So this world is a world where everyone fight for themselves for their own benefits.
这是整个世界的人生观。
And this is the value system of this world.
但是你会发现
，But you realize，
这个时候罗德他的眼光，他的世界观 就是我能够捞到什么好处，我就抓，赶快把它抓在手里。
You find out that what Lot is thinking in his value system is he will take whatever advantage he can get, he will get whatever he can, and grab it.
所以他认为他得到了最好的。
So he thinks he got the best.
但是亚伯拉罕根本就跟他的这个观点完全不一样。
And yet Abraham has a completely different point of view.
他里面笃定。
Inside of him, he has this steadfastness.
他为什么笃定呢？
Why is he so confident of himself?
因为神跟他说过了。
Because God told him.
我要给你什么？
What would I give you?
最好的。
I will give you the best.
啊，万国都要因你。的福啊！
All nations will be blessed because of you.
对不对？所以也就是说，这个真正的福是这个跟我显现的荣耀的神，他说我有福，那我就真有福了。
So this true blessing, this God of glory has appeared to me and told me that I will be blessed and I will truly be blessed.
所以他的价值是在于神。
So his values is unto God.
不在于这个物质的世界我能够得多少。
He doesn't care what he gained from this material world.
看出来了没有？
Do you
你从这两个人的反应，他们的行动，就知道他们里面的价值观是一个天一个地的。
So if you look at the reaction and the actions of these two people, it reflects their value system and what's inside of them, and one is on heaven and one is on earth.
所以你就知道，表面来看，罗德占了上风。
So on the surface, it looked like Lot has taken the high hand.
但是用基督徒的眼光来看
，from the Christian point of view,
他失去了地，
he lost.
却得到了。
He lost the earth or the land, but he gained heaven.
听懂吗？
Do you understand?
这是非常重要的一个点。
That's a very important point.
所以你就会发现，他们走走走，这四个人开始是同路人。
So you find out these four people walk together as companions.
最后能够走到神要他们到的那个终点。
But in the end, who reached the destination that God wanted them to go?
四个人变几个人？
Four people turned into
两个
two，
对吧？另外两个同路人呢？
The other two companions
在不同的时段
in different time period
走上另外一条路了。
They diverted to another path。
好好想一想，我们这一生从你信主到今天。
Think back into our own lives from the day you're saved, believed in the Lord to now。
我自己回想。
When I look back。
我当时1961年受洗的时候
1961 when I was baptized
那个时候我只有16岁
I was only 16 years old
这样你大概可以猜到我今年几岁了
Now you can guess how old I am this year
有一群的弟兄姊妹受洗的
There was a group of brothers and sisters who were baptized
但是现在回头来看
Now looking back
还剩几个
How many were left
那这一路过来
So,
有多少的人曾经跟你在一起追求一起祷告一起啊、这个所谓教会生活
So looking back in this along the way how many are praying with you and pursuing after the Lord together
一起查经一起祷告
and to study the Bible together pray together and have this church life together
曾经一起非常热心的来聚会的
At one point, we are all zealously come into the meetings.
可能十年，可能二十年，甚至三十年、四十年都可能。
Maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, even 40 years is possible.
但是走走走。
But as you walk along the way,
就一个一个一个的不见了。
Yet one by one, by one, they would disappear.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这条路。
This path.
能够坚持到底才算的。
Only when you persevere to the end, then it will be counted.
这句话是在希伯来书里面。
These words are in Hebrews.
有没有？能坚持到底的，那才是神的家。
The one who perseveres to the end is the house of God.
开始固然重要。
The beginning is, of course, important.
对。但是结尾更重要。
But even more important is the end.
对，我们的信心不但有好的开始。
Our faith not only requires a good beginning.
罗马书告诉我们，我们整个这条路叫做 from faith to faith， 从信心开始一直到信心的结束。
And Romans tells us this is a way from faith to faith, from the beginning of faith, and it will end with faith.
那你有好的开始，怎么样能够保证有好的终局呢？
So you have a good beginning. How do you guarantee a good ending?
你看这四个人，你就可以得到那个秘密了。
If you look at these four people, you will gain the secret.
那个秘密是什么？
What is the secret?
你怎么开始的？
How you started?
你有那个荣耀的神向你显现所说的那句话吗？
Do you have the words that God of glory has spoken to you?
换而言之，你真的在你的生命中有一个时段，你跟他碰上了。
In other words, in your life, is there a time, is there a moment in your life that you come in touch with him?
那个点就决定了你后来是怎么走的。
That point will determine how you continue to walk.
这四个人虽然都是同路人，
These four people, although they started walking together,
有两个跟荣耀的神有接触，
Two of them were in touch with the God of glory.
有两个是根本 no clue, 没有任何的接触的，
The other two had no clue, had no contact with God.
所以这个走路走，在某一段时段一个人离开了，在另外一个时段又另外一个人离开了。
That's why as they walk along the way at a particular point of time, that one will leave and the other will leave at another time.
所以这是他的第一个阶段你看到的那段故事。
And so you will see this is a story in the first stage.
接着下来他就讲到另外一个人，他就选的是约瑟。
And then he picked another character, that is the story of Joseph.
约瑟的家庭是十二个兄弟。
And so in the family of Joseph, there are 12 brothers.
对，他们共同一位父亲就是雅各。
And they all share the same father, that is Jacob.
对不对？那么这十二个兄弟的故事也是记载在创世纪里头，非常的仔细的。
And the story of these 12 brothers are recorded in Genesis very clearly and in detail.
他们都是雅各的子孙，儿子们。
They were all sons of Jacob.
都是神所祝福的。
And they were all blessed by God.
可是十二个人就分成两组。
And yet these 12 were divided into two groups.
哪两组呢？十一个是一组，一个是一组。
What are the two groups? One is of the 11 and one is the other group.
那他们的故事我们读圣经的人都应该很熟悉的故事。
And so we study the Bible, we're all familiar with their stories.
爸爸喜欢这一个。
So the father likes favors this one.
给他做了一件彩衣，对吧？
He's made a robe, a beautiful robe for him.
那这个照犹太人的传统，这个意思就是说，在爸爸的心目中，这个儿子是那个长子，要得长子的名分的。
And so in the customs of Jews, that this son will be the one who will gain the firstborn's
the birthright
of.
对，那么那当然其他十一个那就是一肚子酸酸的。
And so of course the other 11 brothers were left jealous of him.
那这还不止问题还不止在这个地方。
And so this is not the only issue.
这个儿子他非常的正直。
And so this son is very upright.
那么父亲喜欢他是有道理的。
And there's a reason why the father favors him.
那十一个年轻的哥哥们呢，都是就跟平常的所谓的男人长大的过程差不多。我们小的时候，干了很多歹事。
And so the other brothers, the older brothers, they were like normal men. As they grew up, they probably did a lot of bad things.
对不对？那么这个弟弟呢，就会去打小报告。
And so this younger brother will report on them.
他就告诉爸爸，谁谁谁做了什么事。
And so he will tell them, the brothers about what they did to the father.
所以这十一个就很讨厌，这个人真是成事不足，败事有余。
And so the older brothers hated him because he didn't help them, but actually exposed their bad deeds.
然后他还会做梦。
And then he's a dreamer too.
那他就说他的梦，他两个梦都说给，先说给兄弟听，然后还要说给爸爸妈妈听。
And he told these dreams first to his brothers, and then he told his parents too.
所以这哥哥们很讨厌，难道你意思说我们将来要向你下拜？
And so these brothers really irritated with this younger brother. Said, "You mean that we will have to bow down to you in the future?"
连他老爸听了都心里不高兴。
And even the father wasn't pleased.
爸爸妈妈有一天向你下拜，哪有这种事？
Why would as parents, how would we bow down to you one day? Why would that happen?
所以这些都是他这个。年轻人的特殊的经验。
And these are very special, unique experience with this young man.
那有一天他去，爸爸叫他去看那十一个哥哥去放羊。
And so one day the older brothers went to feed the sheep.
那么去那个地方没有找到，因为他们已经把羊带到别的地方去了。
And so the father wanted Joseph to look for them, and they went to some place else. He couldn't find them.
假如我们是约瑟。
If we were Joseph,
我们就可以转身向爸爸去交差了。我已经去了，看了，他们不在，他们走掉了。
We probably would go back to tell the fathers, okay, I did my job, I looked for them, couldn't find them, they went away.
他知道这七个不喜欢他，他如果这个时候把爸爸的使命办完就回家，可以交差就可以了。
And he knew that these brothers didn't like him, and as long as he did what his father asked of him, then he would be fine.
但是他是一个负责任的人。
But he's a responsible person.
他去找。
He looked for them.
没有想到这个负责任就几乎要了他的命。
Unexpectedly, his sense of responsibility had actually probably he had to pay with his life.
因为老远这个十一哥哥就看着他跑来找他了，对不对？找他们。
Because these brothers saw him from afar, that this younger brother looking for them.
那后来我们知道，本来要杀掉他，后来有老大刘辩说把他留的。
Of course, we know the story that happened later, because they wanted to kill this brother, and then the Reuben, the older brother, told them to save him,
save his life.
Instead to trade him.
所以这个故事我们也都很熟悉。
We are familiar with this story.
但是圣灵为什么感动斯蒂凡讲这段故事呢？
So why did the Holy Spirit touch upon Stephen to tell of the story?
我要让大家来看为什么约瑟跟他十一个兄弟就不一样。
I want you to see why Joseph is different from his 11 siblings.
他的秘密就是那个梦。
His secret is the dream.
什么是他的梦？
What is his dream?
他能够经过人生许多重大的打击。
He's able to withstand many blows in his life.
第一，被他兄弟给卖了。
First, he was sold and traded by his brothers.
到了波提法就要做人家的佣人。
And he became a servant in the household of Potiphar.
他没有自暴自弃，他就努力帮人家干活。
He did not give up on himself and he worked hard.
那老这个波提法看他这个年轻人有出息。
And so he was Potiphar said that he was a talented man.
所以就让他做管家。
And have him in charge of his household.
这是个大户人家。
And that's a big household.
他是大官。
He's a high official.
家里的事都不管，都让这个年轻人负责。
And he gave all the matters of his household over to this young man.
因为他实在是一个杰出的年轻人。
Because he is truly outstanding.
后来他大概不但能干又潇洒。
And he's not only talented, he was good looking.
老板娘看上他了。
The boss's wife liked him.
后来他因为敬畏神拒绝这一个试探。
But because of his fear for God, he rejected this temptation.
反而招来杀身之祸。
But yet he caused a danger for his life.
因此他就被关到监牢去了。
Therefore he was put into prison.
那么在监牢里头，他可以说人生的最低潮了。
And so in prison we can say that was the lowest point of his life.
前面是做人家的佣人，现在是做阶下囚，做犯人。
Earlier he was a servant in the household, now he's a prisoner.
那你看这一个人。
You look at this person.
他没有自暴自弃。
He did not give up on himself.
他能够在最坏的环境里面做最好的囚犯。
Under the worst circumstances, he became the best prisoner.
到一个地步，典狱长看上他了。
To the point, the chief jailer actually saw his greatness.
就把这个管监牢的事情就由他来管了。
And put him in charge of the prison matters.
所以你就可以知道这个人真是有本事。
So you see, this person is truly talented.
做儿子就做家最好的儿子。
Being a son, he was the best son.
做佣人就做最好的管家。
And being a servant, he was the best butler in the house.
做犯人，那么就做最好的犯人。
And if he was a prisoner, he became the model, the best prisoner in that jail.
对吧？大丈夫能屈也能伸。
And so being a man, he could go great places.
他后来去做宰相，就做最好的宰相，对吧？
And he later on became the prime minister. He was the best one.
他为什么跟人？他的兄弟就是不一样。
Why was he different from his brothers?
你怎么样解释这个谜样的人生呢？
How would you explain such a life of puzzles?
他可以报仇的时候，他没有报仇。
When he had the chance to take revenge, he didn't.
他反而爱他的兄弟。
And then, contrastly, he loved his brothers.
所以这一切你怎么来解释？他的反应跟别人的反应就是不一样。
How would you explain his reactions that is different from other people's reactions?
秘密就是那两个梦，对吧？
That secret are those two dreams.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天下午看的这两个人物
，This afternoon we looked at these two characters.
从外表来看，他们都是凡夫俗子。
On the surface, they seemed like ordinary people.
跟你跟我是一样的。
They're common like you and me.
但是。
And yet,
什么让他们不一样？
What made them different?
你就会发现，这两个人的身上之所以跟其他的人不同，他们跟神之间有一个秘密。
You will discover what made these two people different from all other is there. Upon these two people, they have a secret with God.
那个秘密就使他们能够走一条。不一样的路。
This secret enabled them to walk a way that is different from the others.
这条不一样的路并不是说花香长漫，天色长蓝，永远是幸福的日子，不是的。
This different way is not a way that is filled with flowers and good days and pleasantries. That's not a life of blessings and good fortune.
事实不是如此，他们都遭遇非常。有好的日子，也有很恐怖的日子。
They all experience days that are good, but they are also experiencing terrible days too.
而在这些不同的日子里头，不管是好日子、坏日子。
But in these days, whether they are good days or bad days,
他们的反应跟任何其他人反应完全不一样。
Their reaction is different from the others.
他们的价值观跟别人的价值观就是不一样。
Their value system is different from the value system of the others.
所以他们做的选择跟别人的做的选择就是不一样。
That's why they would choose make a different choice from other people.
秘密。
The secret.
就是荣耀的神。向他们显现。
The secret is the God of glory appeared to them.
方式不一样。
Their ways, the methods may be different.
但是内涵是在同样一个原则上面。
But the substance is under the same principle.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
你就看到在这头两个人身上，你看到两条线。
So you see the first two characters, you see two lines.
这两个群体。
These two groups.
第一个是四个人，两组。
The first case, there are four people into two groups.
第二个是十二个人，也是两组。
In the second case, there are 12 of them also in two different groups.
一个是走在天上。
One is walking in heaven.
一个是走在地上。
One is walking on earth.
一种人生是两。two dimension, 两个两维就是平面的。
And one is, one kind of life is a two-dimensional life.
一个是三维的。 就是有一个立体的。
And the other would be the three-dimensional life.
那个多出来的那一维，就是他跟这一群人跟神之间有认识的。
The extra dimension is for this group of men to have an understanding of God above.
二维的人生是凭眼见，凭感觉，抓得到什么算什么。
Two-dimensional life is by eyesight and by touch and by what they see and whatever they can grab.
但是三维有立体的跟天发生关系的这个人生，他走的路就完全另外一个境界。
And so this three-dimensional life would be walking in a completely different realm. They have in touch with God above.
所以在这篇讲道里头，你必须从这一个角度来看它，你这样贯穿下去，这两千年的历史。
So you're looking at this message that you look at it. There's a theme linking through 2,000 years of history.
下午我就讲到这里。
So I'll stop here this afternoon.
你有兴趣，你今天晚上睡不着的时候继续往下读。
And if you are interested, you can keep reading tonight if you can't fall asleep.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是历史的主。
You are the Lord of history.
你在我们人生的历史当中显出你的足迹。
You have shown your footprint in our history of our life.
我们是渺小的人。
We are very small and insignificant.
我们活在一个极有限的空间与时间的里头。
We live in a very limited space and time.
我们看来看去就是眼前的东西。
What we can see are things in front of our eyes.
如果不是你找到了我们。
If it wasn't for you who had sought us out.
我们永远是脱不开这个地上的捆绑。
We can never be free from the bondage of this earth.
我们也脱不开这个罪恶，这个老我的捆绑。
We can never be free from the bondage of sin and from the flesh and the old self.
但是感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
你是把我们从污泥祸坑，从这个死亡的捆绑里面找出来的人。
You are the one who have saved us and raised us up from the mud and from this and sin and from all the disasters.
主，我们实在是蒙你高抬了。
Lord, you truly have raised us up.
我们是谁啊？
You lifted us up, and who are we?
我们不过是尘土啊。
We are only but dust.
而且我们并不要你啊。
And we did not want you.
你却来找我们。
Yet you came to seek us out.
赞美你。
We praise you.
感谢你。
We thank you.
我们把我们自己的有生这短短的岁月奉献在你的面前。
With the limited days in our life that we offer it to you.
这个短暂的生命奉献在你的手中。
The short life of ours, we offer it unto your hands.
你把我们从有限带到无限。
You have bring us out from the limited to the limitless.
你把我们从死亡带向生命。
You have brought us from death into life.
把我们从没有意义带到永恒的价值。
You brought us from the meaningless into eternal value.
主啊，你所做的远超过我们所求所想。
Lord, what you have accomplished is much beyond what we can imagine.
今天我们在这个世界，好像跟世界上所有的人差不了多少。
Today we're in this world and we seem to be no different from the rest of the world.
而且我们看到一切的事情都加速的朝更邪恶的光景里头去。
And we see things are advancing into even more evil.
甚至我们看到所谓的教会也都在变质。
And we see the so-called churches are changing in nature.
常常我们都觉得好像走投无路啊。
Oftentimes we feel that we are hopeless.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
你是一切问题的答案。
You are the answer to all questions.
主，求你开我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, may you open our inner eyes.
让我们遇见荣耀的神。
So can we encounter the God of glory.
让我们的生命从里面有一个真正的改变。
So the life within can be truly changed.
你就可以带我们从头一直到结束。
So you can lead us from the beginning to the end.
我们看到你的最终局的荣耀。
So we see the ultimate glory.
我们把我们的一生为此而奉献。
We offer up our whole lives to you.
愿你得着你要得着的。
May you gain what you need to gain.
你是永远不失败的神。
You are the God who never fails.
赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
求你继续向我们说话。
Please continue to speak to us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.